Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll stay with the Supreme Court. Supreme Court struck down another statute in California. It upheld a statute in Arizona, making it risky for a Navajo to vote in California, in Arizona, unless they physically, since they're not on a mail route, get in a truck somewhere and go and drop their ballot in a post office 20 miles away. But if they hand it to their neighbor, their absentee ballot, hand it to their neighbor, along with their Christmas cards and their utility bill, neighbor can go to prison for 5 years. That's one thing they did. They reinstated that statute, even though a federal court of appeals had overturned it as obviously intended to discriminate against Navajo Indians. But in California, they went the other route and they struck down a California statute. They thought it was too liberal. And here's what the statute is, and here's the history of it, because it's not as clear or apparent as you may think. California has a law that says in California, you have got to publicize to publicly make available the donors to nonprofits. The reason for that is there are nonprofits cropping up all over the place with sugary names. You know, the freedom this and the American values that, great sugary names. And you'll see one of the remaining Koch brother or some big donor from around the country pouring money into it. And all it is a Republican operation. A Republican boil room. Remember Susan Collins, she keeps posing that she's a moderate in Maine, got a very large contribution from a group that, you know, sort of a paraphrase of the title would be STEM for girls. STEM for girls, science, technology, engineering, math for girls. Well, who can oppose that? It had one office in Hawaii, one phone, one employee who sat there answering the phone. She didn't know who paid her salary. She didn't know where the money came from. All it was a conduit, you know, dark money conduit to go to Susan Collins. This kind of stuff happens all over the place. So in California, if you had STEM for Girls or American Values or Freedom, you'd have to show the donors. And the donors would be listed, and it would be the Koch brother, you know, $10 million. And a lot of this money went to Republican candidates, even though they say they're a nonprofit, that kind of thing. Now, here's the background on that. It's not as easy as it sounds. First of all, the IRS is going to require that if you have a nonprofit and if donations to that nonprofit are seen as tax exempt and you don't have to, you know, pay income tax, you know, in other words, take a deduction. You give a nonprofit $1,000, it's truly a nonprofit, a 501c3, take a deduction. In the old days, you took a deduction. Now your ability to deduct charitable contributions is limited, but they have to file a form showing their contributors. So it does get filed somewhere with the IRS, but the IRS, this information is secret, confidential, you can't get it. But publicly, California wanted it disclosed. Now, there are some groups you have to be careful about. The NAACP, back many years ago in the height of the civil rights fights, the southern states passed laws saying that the NAACP had to disclose its donors. And what would have happened is, if you had a local donor, liable to get his house burned down. He was liable to be shot in the supermarket. So the NAACP said, we fear for the lives and property of our donors. And the Supreme Court said, that's right. Given that showing, you do not, we overturn the state law that says you have to show your donors. It was clearly intended to intimidate the NAACP. Now, what if you flip that? There are right-wing groups that are despicable. Take the Ku Klux Klan. Take an unquestionably despicable right-wing group. But if it hasn't been shut down yet, and a lot of the Ku Klux Klan ones have, because whenever they committed a murder, people go in and sue them and get their assets. But think of something like that, super right wing. And if they disclose their donors, say in New York and California, there could be retaliation. They would have an argument under the NAACP authority in case that they should be protected because their lives, property, and reputation might be at risk. I express no opinion on that. That case I've not seen directly, but theoretically you could say that. But what about the run-of-the-mill ones? These people that are contributing to, you know, STEM for girls and American values and freedom and all these sugary things, nobody is going to be retaliated for that, in my view. I don't think you can reasonably say that. But it's very important that when the public sees that Susan Collins is getting a contribution from STEM for Girls, it's a front. It's a front. And this is the billionaire that's putting money into it. That is not only legitimate, that's essential to democracy. So California had careful safeguards that truly controversial groups that they might be at risk physically or their property are protected. But in general, how are you going to get at dark ops, black money boiler rooms? How are you going to get at them if you don't know who contributes to them? And right now, Citizens United, by the way, has got to be overturned. That's got to be overturned. You know, it's still against the law federally for foreigners to contribute to American campaigns. If you're a citizen of another country, you can't contribute to American campaign. Where's a lot of this money coming into in the Republican Party? Where is it? Do you know who's giving you these things? The answer is no, you don't, because they can give unlimited money and they don't have to disclose their identities. That is an invitation to corruption. That is corruption. Why do you think Moscow Mitch and the rest of them are so servile and all this stuff? Moscow Mitch, back the last time the Voting Rights Act got renewed, back in the, I think it was in the 80s, it could have been the 90s, is the guy on the floor of the Senate who is pushing it, saying that it is a great law and nobody could reasonably oppose it. And it was unanimous in the Senate. Some 90 some odd senators last time voted to renew the Voting Rights Act. And it renewed in the House by 400 and some odd to 2 or 3. Why do you think these people have suddenly changed their tune? They're conduits. They have no moral scruples. They have no core belief in anything, including America, other than their own political survival and surviving in Republican primaries against donors and now against Trump. Before that, it was just donors. Now it's Trump and donors, and they suck up to him. This guy Kapenga, God, he's bad. Chris Kapenga here in Wisconsin writes Trump a letter saying, when I get on the plane, I have my Trump socks and I put on my Trump mask. He might as well put on his Trump underwear, for God's sake. You know, why not dedicate his private parts to Trump? I mean, this guy is crazy. It's called Stalinist servility. Stalinist servility. And they do the same thing to their donors, but they're more oblique about it. They don't write saying to a donor, I put on my Coke socks and my Coke, you know, whatever, in this case, mask. I'm getting worked up about this. This is enough. Enough is enough. And what the Supreme Court did was they struck down this pitiful small attack in one state, California, on disclosing donor lists to nonprofits, to a lot of these fake nonprofits. So the shell game has got to stop. It's got to stop. Moscow Mitch has his skeleton hand on the throat of democracy. Trump is strangling democracy. We got to stop these guys. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. The lines are lighting up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.